Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of In the Hot Box. Today is October the 21st, 2015. It is 3 p.m. and this is Mario Lawson. We are in the Hot Box with Doc Rio, the place where your story, our story, is history. I'm turning my volume down because I'm a little bit loud right now and I don't want to blow people out. But I got an exciting group of people in the studio once again for you guys out here. If you guys don't know them or haven't heard of them, they are members of the Roundup News. They are our sister publication and they are in here right now to tell you some of the things that they're into, some of the things that they're doing, and some of the things that they're living right now in the newsroom. To start, I want to go around the room real quick, and I was going to write down everybody's last name, but I'm going to say first name and have you guys introduce your last name so that the audience knows exactly who you are. Let's start with the EIC of the Roundup News. Her name is Megan Moreau. I just happen to know her last name right off the bat. Megan, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into news?
Hi, my name is Megan Moreau. I am the editor-in-chief of The Roundup, and I am also the social media editor. I joined The Roundup last fall as a staff writer and was brought on mid-semester as social media editor and have been the social media editor ever since. Last semester, I was managing editor. I love sports, so that's my main thing that I cover. That's the most thing, or the thing I like to cover the most, I guess. I'm trying to think of what else. I am a journalism major. Yeah, I don't know what else you want me to say.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know about this, but Megan won an award in the past. Was it last year? I think won an award not doing something in her field. She did something a little bit outside of her field, a little bit photography.
Oh yeah.
And she did it with her iPhone. No. I mean, it's just marvelous work. So I just want to congratulate her for that award once again.
Thank you. Pass
it on to photography. We're going to talk to photo. That was just a kind of weird segue, but we're going to talk to Miss Skylar Lester. I just happen to know her last name too. Wow, they're just coming to me at the last second here. Skylar, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got into news and into photography?
Sure. Well, last semester I joined the Roundup. Halfway through, I was selected to be the assistant photo editor, and I ended up learning a lot and really enjoying it. And worked on a lot of the photo essays and kind of prepared for this semester. And now I am currently the photo editor for the paper. And it's a lot of fun. I've been taking pictures since I was old enough to hold a camera.
Wow.
I was raised by a photographer, so it's always been a big part of my life. But it's very interesting because news is very new to me. So it's a new way to apply my talent.
Good, good. I hear you're doing a bang-up job over there. Everybody loves your presence and your energy, so keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem. And Sal, I don't really know how to pronounce your last name.
You don't even have to try.
Okay.
My name is Salvador Farias, and I am assistant sports for the Roundup News.
Okay. Wow, assistant sports. Who's doing sports with you?
Luis Ayala is the sports editor, and Christopher Escobar is another assistant sports editor.
Wow, tell us about sports this season. This is the sports season, so tell us what you guys got going on over there.
This is a great semester for sports. We have volleyball, who is number one. We have football, who is doing really great. They have one of the best defenses in the state, and soccer is doing really well. I believe they're still number one in the state.
Wow.
Or they might have fallen off. I'll have to double check that. But and water polo is doing their thing too this semester. So it's a great time to be a sports editor for the paper.
We're going to come back to more about the sports section, but let's tell people a little bit. That's a great lineup that I love to entice people with right there. Sports, it's our king here.
Right.
You know? Yeah, sports forever. Yeah. So we're going to come back to that, but I want to definitely let people know a little bit about how you got into news and how you got into being the sports editor.
Well, I love to write, so I came back to Pierce to be a journalism major, and I signed up for 202 and 219, which I just thought were classes to teach me how to be a writer and how to be an editor. And I showed up the first day and I found out, oh, I'm actually going to have to write for the paper, and I'm actually going to have to be an editor for the paper. So I just kind of stuck around, and I'm loving being on the paper. It's a great experience. Great people.
Indeed, it is. The energy, and you guys, I've been watching you guys bust your butt late nights, so we'll get more into that later. But, you know, I walk by and I'm like, they're still here. Victor Rodriguez?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Victor Rodriguez.
I remembered. See, I don't know where all these names came from, but I remembered. Victor is, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing on the Roundup this season?
Okay, so my name is Victor. Like I said before, I am the opinions editor for this semester. I work with everyone else here on the Roundup News.
How did you get into news and especially opinions?
Okay, so this semester starting out, I was supposed to be one of the assistant news editors, and we had this really great person lined up to do opinions, but I don't know, something just didn't work out, so I ended up just taking up that spot, and I love it.
So we were talking earlier, and you know, I know you wanted to hold this until you got more into the show, but we were talking earlier about opinions and the reason why you really like opinions and expression. Tell us more about that. Tell the audience what you told me.
Okay, so when opinions is thrown out there, a lot of people think, oh, you know, you're probably really into politics, really into social issues, but not really. My only opinion is that I think other people should have a really good platform to express their opinions, and I facilitate that.
Indeed. That's what opinion should be about, and I totally was agreeing with that when he told me earlier, and I wish I had the gumption to take on that charge like he did. So I congratulate you for that, man. Thank you. Is not easy. So back to the EIC, who has the hardest job? Trust me, I know. She's my sister in crime here. So yep. Trust me, I know she has a hard job and working and working with a team. But what I hear, you're getting the papers out. What I see is you're getting the papers out and you're getting the job done. Tell us more about what you guys got going on at the paper this season.
We have a lot of new people that have joined the Roundup that actually I think for the most part I've recruited for the throughout the last two semesters of me being here. I was actually just talking to Skylar about this yesterday or a couple days ago, that she was in one of the 101 classes I went to. I think, was it last fall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or last fall.
Before.
Yeah. I think it was
last
fall.
It was last fall. You're right.
And then now I was like, oh, wait, she's now in, she's one of my editors. But what we have going on this semester, I mean, we try to cover everything as much as we can. A couple of the big things going on, Kathleen Burke, the school president, was looking for another new job. She was running at El Camino to become one, or she was one of the top five finalists there to be their president. We're still kind of waiting on final confirmation on what's going on there. So it's been back and forth. Obviously, sports. All the teams are doing pretty well. Opposed to last fall, we kind of had a bunch of losing streaks. It wasn't that fun. I covered football all last fall, and our record was 3-7. And this season, I think we're 4-1 now.
Nice.
I think. 4-2.
4-2?
4-2. Have we lost two games?
Whoa. I believe it. I would have to double.
Oh, yeah, we have lost two because it was Southwestern and
Southwestern.
Or in Orange Coast. Okay, so it's 4-2.
Wow.
I can't remember. Oops. So it's been fun doing all these different things and, you know, working with everybody and our late nights that we get a little loopy in the newsroom because we're there until 10 o'clock on Monday nights working on the paper. But otherwise, I mean, we've made deadline for submitting the paper every week. Yesterday we submitted at 2 o'clock, I think, when deadline's 3 o'clock normally. So it's pretty good. I mean, I'm happy with how it's going. Crazy, but it's fun. It's a great experience.
Wow. I heard a little rumor, through the grapevine, and I wanted to ask you about it. I'm not sure if I could even ask you about this rumor. It's something about Snapchat and catching a conversation on Snapchat. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about
it. Okay, tell us about the Nyman Snapchat and introduce who he is to the public.
Paul Nyman. He is the director of plant facilities, I think. I'm bad.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he is, but not, don't quote me on that. So last week we had the Great Shakeout, which is an earthquake drill held across California at schools. And it was myself, Nico, who's my managing editor, and Gustavo, who's one of our, he's our assistant photo editor. Yeah. And then one of our reporters. And we went to the library to kind of document what was going on. I wanted to Periscope. I'm really big on Snapchat right now. Mm. Everybody out of Snapchat is Roundup News. And so we were sitting in the library and we got there probably like 10 minutes early and they had everybody evacuating before. I mean, they had signs up that told us that it was happening, but they were supposed to hold the drop and cover and they didn't. They weren't notified. They just had the voice that came over. At 10:15, everybody was supposed to just duck and cover without I guess they were supposed to do it themselves. Or,
wow.
But there wasn't a verbal warning to tell them to hold the drop-in cover, which was, I heard, or Paula told me yesterday. Normally, I think she said that there's like a 4-alarm drill that happens that notifies you to do the duck and cover, and then the announcement comes over the PA 2 minutes later to Indeed. Evacuate the building. So that came on, and I was kind of like, well, why is nobody ducking and covering? And so everybody's like, get out, because the announcement said to leave. So I was walking down the stairs, taking Snapchats of people exiting the library, and Paul Nyman was just conveniently standing out there, and I was already Snapchatting, so it wasn't like I did it on purpose. So I caught the conversation of him talking to Michael Habata, who's one of the librarians, saying that the duck and he asked why didn't we hold the duck and cover, and he said that there wasn't. I don't remember what Michael said actually, but Nyman basically told Michael that he was supposed to conduct the duck and cover and didn't, and why didn't he do it, blah blah blah.
Wow.
But one of our advisors said it was perfectly fine to use in the story. We tried to contact Nyman, he didn't reply to us, so we ran with it, and it's an accurate quote, so we have it on video.
Nice. So you not only have it on video, but you also put it in the paper, right?
Yes, we put it in this week's issue of The Roundup that was out today.
So folks out there, if you want to know a little bit more about that, pick up this week's yes. issue of The Roundup. I mean, it's all over the campus, and you'll see people handing it out every week on Wednesday. So pay attention to that. Now, let's jump to Skylar. Skylar's handling the photo editor position, you know, and a lot of people don't know that the photo editor has a lot more work than it's put out to be. Why don't you tell us about some of the things that you do on the paper specifically as far as the photo editor?
Sure. Well, I think the job that takes up most of my time is really just trying to work with the photographers, making sure that they're taking assignments, that they fully understand what we expect of them, helping out with captions, zipping files, stuff like that. And then I'm also doing a lot of preparation for the photo essay, going out and taking the pictures, working on the layout, writing the copy. It's not only me who does the photo essays. I'm really trying to work hard to get other photographers to work with me and just have my photos alongside theirs. And eventually, I'd like to run a few of the photographers' solo photo essays that they've worked on themselves.
Well, take a second. Most people don't know what a photo essay is. Why don't you explain that to the audience, I mean, to the listeners?
Sure. So basically what I'm doing is I'm trying to give you an entire story, but mainly through pictures. So it's not just about going and taking a few shots of someone. You are covering the entire event or subject, and you really want to work to follow the photo essay formula, getting that detail shot, that interaction shot, the overall, the clincher to close it all up. And really, the text is there to support it and to help it out, but I'm a photo person, so I want people to be able to just look at those pictures and already get the full story in that one glance. So it's really fun, and I'm just trying to make sure that other photographers understand how to shoot a photo essay, because truly they should all be going out and doing that no matter what they're covering. We should be able to turn anything that they turn in into a photo essay. So and then also I press photos for print, get them ready for to be printed on the newspaper, because it's completely different from being on the screen of a computer, backlit and stuff like that. So just making those adjustments in Photoshop so that they're ready to print. And then also just giving my opinion as far as which photos should be selected, how they should be cropped and edited, stuff like that.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot, a mouthful right there.
Oh, yeah.
I also have another question, but I think I'm going to hold it because I think I want to ask each of you this question later on. But, yeah, do you handle every photo? I mean, every photo that they put on the paper has to go across your desk. Is that correct? Or
yes.
So what are some of the most challenging photos that you've had to work with?
Well, We have a lot of new photographers this semester, so everyone's very green, and I'm just trying to work with them as far as kind of some of the more basic things.
Like
just
what?
Proper exposure, getting the subject in focus, things like that. So it's been challenging, but I have been working with them one-on-one on Fridays, really trying to get to the root of the problem. I mean, maybe it's a vision issue, maybe, you know, you never know. So I can see that the will is there. They're working really hard. They just need that little technical advice. So that's been a challenge for sure. But then other things are fixable. I've had some issues with color temperature, so I just go into Photoshop and adjust that myself. And in the lab, I'll try and explain to them, just so you know, this picture was quite yellow, so that's why I went in and added the blue to kind of help out with that. So
that's great stuff.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Thank you. Thank you. And now Sal. Salvador.
Yes.
Hey, Sal. So tell us, you know, a lot of people don't know what sports, you know, sports journalists have a trek ahead. Where you got to be everywhere. You got to catch the sports whenever you can, and you got to be calling out game, you know, game scores throughout the whole time year round. Well, sports casters. Right. As a sports editor, sports journalists and sports casters. You know, I get confused mm-hmm. here. I'm broadcasting journalism, but as a sports editor, what are some of the tasks that you have to, you know, abide by or take care of during? I can't even talk today. Take care of doing.
Well, we have a really good team of sports editors, and what our job is, we have to keep track of all the sports teams, how they're doing, individual players that are doing well, and we try to attend as many games as possible, because a lot of these writers who come in, they come in because they want to write features or they want to write news. Some of them, a lot of them come in for sports, but a lot of people don't really have that sports background. So we come in and we'll go to the games with them. We'll kind of explain what the sports jargon is mm-hmm. and so that they can write their stories properly. Wow. And so that's one aspect. Another one is, one thing that I found hard when I started doing sports editing here at Pierce is I know a lot of stuff about professional sports and about some of the bigger colleges, Division I schools, but I found it difficult to find out the information about Pierce College because there's not really a lot of media coverage, you know?
Wow.
And then you get that realization that we are the media coverage. And that kind of gives you that motivation. Like, this is the only way a lot of people are going to get this, get to know about these sports. Either they used to play for them or they're a student here and just can't make the games. We're going to be the people that explain what's happening, how the teams are doing, who's doing well. And I love that part about it.
Wow! So when you're out in the field and you're talking to, or do you spend much time out in the field?
Well, this semester and last semester, I am a writer and an editor, so I do a lot of writing, a lot of out in the field stuff as well.
Oh, okay. So like when you're out in the field and you're getting in news, and I heard you talking about structuring, you know, structuring papers, structure. One of the things I noticed when I was dealing with Megan, she was a sports editor at the time when I was on the roundup. they laid out a guideline of certain things, like as far as AP style is concerned, certain words that we can use, the way we should use those words. So when you're out in the field and you're, because Megan is the number one social media woman mm-hmm. around, tweeting Roundup Sports. Mm-hmm. What's the kind of pattern that you use? Because a lot of people understand that there's only so many characters in tweeting.
Right.
How do you get that information across?
Well, what we try to do is you only have 140 characters for a tweet. So we make sure our tweets are AP style. And we try to use hashtags. We use mentions on Twitter, mm-hmm. trying to get our messages as compact as possible. And so we'll make for, let's say, Pierce College is playing Southwestern in football. We'll have a hashtag for the game. So Pierce versus Southwestern. So that way they don't have to go and explain, oh, this is Southwestern playing Pierce. And we just like to give people updates because a lot of people, like if you start live tweeting the games, you'll notice you'll get a lot more followers, a lot more traffic on your Twitter account. And I think that's a lot of, that's a big thing that we're trying to do. Keep social media active on the sports end.
And what are some of the... I want to say challenges you face, but how difficult is it for you to get interviews from these athletes? How amiable are they?
They're pretty, how would I say, it's pretty easy. Yeah, they're really approachable. A lot of them like to talk. I think a lot of them love to talk.
They love to talk, about themselves especially.
But I think a lot of the difficulty comes in just trying to get the right thing from them. Ah. And so we're just trying to help our reporters with... equipping them with the right questions to ask, the right attitude to ask them in, and I think
professional too.
Right, keep it completely professional, because if you stop being professional, then we stop getting interviews with people. So you keep it professional, and people love to talk to us. The coaches are great at this school. I don't think I've ever had a problem with a coach not wanting to talk to me, not wanting to stay after a game and explain what happened, what went wrong during a loss. And that's a real blessing that we have here at Pierce College.
I love it. I love it. And that was the word I was looking for, approachable. Thank you. I told you I'm having a hard time talking today. Now, Victor, you were going to be on the radio with this, so I'm a little but no, that's okay. It's okay. You already told me in advance you had a full stack, and I'm glad to see that you're still a part of the Roundup team. And for those who don't know, I consider the Roundup team all three publications together. So I'm glad to see Victor still with us. And I want to talk more about opinions, because I like the fact that he has a strong view of opinions. It's kind of the opinions editor I worked with before. His name was Nick, Nick McNamara. He had come... It's kind of that same view as far as until he, you know, decided he wanted was short time, but until he got short timer syndrome, you know, which we do. But I mean, he had that same kind of approach as far as opinions, giving people a platform to lay opinions down on and being able to be that unbiased editor. So what are some of the challenges you face when you're reading these opinions and showing reporters how they should approach this story, their opinion pieces?
I think the most difficult thing is that we do have a lot of new reporters, and they're coming in, they have ideas going on, and their mouths move a million miles a minute. And it's, well, for one, it's kind of hard to keep track of it. Two, if this goes for all editors, we're more teachers than students. Like, it's our job Indeed. To show them the way. And with opinions, it's tricky, especially because I won't ever say somebody's opinion is wrong. I just need to show them the correct way to, or the best, the strongest way to display their opinion.
Yeah. I think a lot of people don't know that there, I mean, unless they read our paper, that there's a pros and cons section. And I've always found that to be pretty difficult when it comes to writing an opinion, and especially if you're picking up a pro when you're probably against it. You know, how do you coach the staff on writing about something that they may not be pro or con about, or, you know, or writing the side that they may not be on?
Oh, well, it happens way more often than you think. Sometimes, you know, someone gets a story and the only side left is the side you don't necessarily agree with. And I tell them all the time, good writers know how to write against what they actually believe. And good writers really do just love words, and they'll seek out what would someone use against my argument, and that's what they do. They're like, okay, so my belief is this, but this is my assignment, I'm going to do this, and so far I've had no problems this semester.
Wow, that's odd. I remember Nick had quite a few problems with us that semester, especially people like me. I didn't want to do opinions pieces. I didn't do my second one partially because of that, because they're so difficult. I mean, literally, I do a lot of telling my opinion on the air, but when it comes to writing a journalistic piece and being unbiased by telling your opinion, I mean, I guess we are unbiased on the air, but I mean, really trying to write it unbiased, it's difficult. It's difficult. What kind of pieces have you written, opinion pieces? Can you tell us?
So I guess because Sal and I were both writers and editors this semester. This semester, I've really just been hitting the ground with editing. Wow. But last semester, I was also a staffer, and I wrote this really. Is it arrogant to call your own article poignant? I think so. Well, it got me a first place award.
Which one was it?
The Wi-Fi one.
Oh, wow. God.
So it was this recurring issue. Everybody knows the Wi-Fi on campus is not as great or as good as we would all like it to be. And our opinions editor last semester said, hey, here's a column. And we rarely had columns. So a column is just your name, you know, your contact info, and that. It's not a pro con. And I think I was working on it for like a whole week. And I really analyzed the issue and just spoke from my heart. Like, there's so many things to consider when you're doing opinions.
Yeah.
Such as how would the audience react to it? How are the readers going to feel when you're saying these words?
Indeed. Thank you, guys. I really Wow, that's some deep stuff. And I think people coming in to get into the journalism program, these are things that will help them along the way. And that's the reason why we have the round table, and that's why we have the bull, and that's why we have all you guys come in here and really express, because a lot of people just don't know what you guys do. And with that being said, I know that we have some stuff coming up in the future. And I want to go around the table real quick and talk about what you guys see for yourselves in the future, as well as for the Roundup News in the future.
Do you mean like job wise or what?
What's your plans for the future?
Oh, my plans for the future, I want to run social media for ESPN or run it for a sports team. So that's kind of what my goal is set for. I obviously am going to get my bachelor's. I'm looking into schools now, but I'm also applying for internships and jobs, seeing where I can go from here.
And what are some of your goals right now as far as EIC for the Roundup? What's your focus?
I definitely want to get the campus and the students involved more. Everybody on campus needs to, I think it's kind of shocking to see that not a lot of people realize that there's a newspaper. Even when we went around asking people about the president leaving, a lot of people didn't know that she was, like, who she was or anything about her, which is sort of alarming, because do you think that you would want to know about that kind of stuff?
But
it's definitely, I want to get more people involved with social media. And getting back to us, we added the social media column and campus lifestyle this semester. So that kind of stuff. And just getting the campus or everybody on campus notified about what's going on and involved, and hopefully becoming more of a family on campus. I don't really know what the word, that's not the right word.
community.
There you go.
Hey, a family is a community. I call it all one together. If we're being a family, we're being a community.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And Skylar, tell us about your plans for the future.
Well,
your personal plans first.
Personal, yeah. Sure. So, as far as photography, I mean, it's definitely my passion and my love. As I said earlier, I'm new to news. This is only my second semester, and it's very fascinating. I really like learning about it. So I do plan to get my degree in photojournalism. But from there, I'd like to continue to study photography, maybe more fine arts, conceptual work.
Nice.
And down the line, I do want to be my own boss. I want to have a photography business. I have already done plenty of, you know, freelance jobs and stuff like that. I also am the assistant to a studio portrait photographer.
Wow.
So just any experience that I can get, honestly, to help me kind of narrow in on exactly what area of photography I want to put my focus into. But I really like working with people, so I definitely see that being a part of it.
Nice. All right, Sal. Oh, wait, no. I'm not done with you yet.
Oh. All right.
What's your goals for... what kind of goals do you have as photo editor for the Roundup right now?
Kind of what I touched on before, really just trying to get the photographers more involved, especially with the photo essays, because I found it so exciting when I kind of got my first photo essay published. I realized that was the creative outlet that I was looking for, since prior to working for the Roundup, I was definitely more of a creative type photographer. So in that way, I'm able to kind of have some fun with the layout and different more unique ways of shooting and angles and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to get the other photographers excited, because last semester, I remember a lot of people just turned in their photo essays for a grade right at the end of the semester, and
wow,
they didn't run. And I mean, you put all that hard work into it, so you should get it published. And that's really my main goal, is to get some of their photo essays published.
Good. That sounds like a good plan. I hate to see work wasted when it could be part of a publication.
Absolutely.
I tell the audio reporters that all the time. You know, if you make a good documentary, it'll be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
That's why we do it.
Indeed. Sal, now tell us about your personal goals and your Roundup goals.
Right. So my personal goals, I aim really high. I really want to be a sports writer for either ESPN, Bleacher Report, Yahoo Sports.
Copycat.
Not social media. I want to write about it. Me and Megan can tag team at ESPN just run that place. But mostly basketball. Anything that I can get my hands on basketball. I've loved basketball since I was a kid. It's something that my family's been really, it has brought our family close together. And just anything I can write, maybe even a radio show or anything I can get my hands on in basketball.
Nice. And what about your goals for? I like that. I love basketball. I don't play it as much as I was supposed to, but that just sent a tingle down my spine. Go ahead. And what's kind of goals do you have for the Roundup News?
Well, for the Roundup News, I just really want our publication to be able to get people at Pierce excited about Pierce sports. And just to see the environment change, people showing up to basketball games, people grabbing the newspaper and just flipping over to the sports sections just to see who won. It doesn't even have to be a playoff game, but just to keep current with it. And that's one of the great things about having Megan as EIC. She's very sports-oriented, and I think people are really starting to learn more about the Pierce sports that we have to offer hereafter. She's blushing right now.
I love football, y'all.
All right. Well, Victor, thank you again. Victor, why don't you tell us your personal goals, opinion. I think you've told us some of those, but your personal goals, but then your personal goals as opinions editor for the Roundup News.
My personal goals. Okay, so my number one goal is to graduate. I think that's the main goal.
We'll all have to clap to that one, you know.
after I graduate, I plan to enlist in the military, actually. Wow. As a war reporter, war correspondent.
Really?
Yeah, whatever they call it.
I don't know.
Wow. That's a challenging task. I being a prior service military myself, you know, I've seen what these guys do, and their first weapon is not a weapon. It's their tool of reporting. So they get in some dangerous spots out there, and some of those, yeah. But let's not go into that. What are your personal goals for the Roundup News as online editor? I mean, online. opinions editor.
I really, really want to work with reporters and teach them to not be afraid of opinions, because a lot of the times, whenever I get stories on my desk and I read it, it's either one way or the other. It's either too rigid and they're restricting themselves in their writing, or they're going on really long tangents and they're missing the mark. So what I want to do is give them that really nice middle ground where it's an easy read and you can tell what they're talking about.
Wow. Wow, that I wish you were my online editor. Sorry, Nick. Online. I keep saying online. Gosh, opinions Mario. Editor. Opinions. What is this O thing today? Opinions editor. Sorry, Nick. It sounds like I probably would have written that last one.
I didn't write any of mine last fall. So.
You know, it's a challenge when you have what 15? 15?
Yeah. Well, I cover 15 stories, I don't know.
We all have 15 stories to do. It's quite a challenge, plus our other classes. And these guys who are editors not only take on helping those 15 stories go through, but they also take a one-unit class that doesn't really support them, you know, I mean, as a school class. You know, I mean, it's almost like they're here volunteering their time overboard. You know, this is more like an eight-unit class that they're taking. And I want you guys to understand that if you come on down, I mean, it's a challenge, but it's rewarding in the end. And afterwards, when we go to our banquets, these guys will tell you, it's you know, fun. The awards. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the feeling at the banquet.
Last banquet, when I was announced as EIC, I can't remember if I cried. Did I cry?
You did. You totally cried.
Yeah, you cried.
I think because I also ate so much that I legitimately was sick. I have a cheese obsession, and we had some really good cheese there.
Yeah, they did.
Maggiano's.
Yeah, Maggiano's. Shout out. It's really fun. My first banquet, I was named Cub Reporter for the fall 2014 semester and won awards for some of my other stories, which is really... It's rewarding to know that people that aren't inside of your department are liking your stories and think that they're really good. So that was nice to have. Banquet is a lot of fun. And you get to see, we're right next to KPC Radio and the Bowl shares a room with us, but we really don't see everybody from the other publications that much. We don't get to hang out with them. We're on, obviously all of us are on deadlines. So we're all kind of running around at different times. So it's good to be able to sit down with people, have dinner, and dress up and have fun. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it does. It is a lot of fun. Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I go every year, and it's just not just for the food, but for the camaraderie, like she said. What about you, Sal? Have you been to one?
Yeah, I went to – it was my first one last semester, and like Megan said, the food is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I ate so much, and it's actually really fun just to see people acknowledge your work, because we do a lot of stuff for the newspaper and you don't always hear about it. And that's kind of like the one day we get to be a little selfish and we get an award. Like, I did a multimedia piece for class, and I wasn't going to submit it for the online website. And I was really surprised that I had won the award for multimedia. I'd never worked with multimedia before.
Which one was it?
It was for What is the ASO?
Oh,
What is the ASO?
What is the ASO?
It's actually good, though.
So it's a lot of fun, and you get to meet with a lot of people that you're always working next to, but you don't really get to hang out with.
Yeah, indeed. And Victory, I know you were there too. Actually, all four of you guys were there, but
I actually was not there.
You weren't there?
No.
Didn't you win an award?
I won an award, but I was not there.
Were you in Cancun again?
No.
Called out.
Oh my God.
Called out.
No, I was actually working. Last semester, I was in school and I had a job. And I was like, I'm probably not going to win an award, so I might as well take this shift.
You're coming this year.
Yeah, I'm coming this year for sure. And I'm at work, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these notifications. Victor, you did a great job, blah, 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 all these. And, like, it was weird. I was like, I missed my chance. I should have been there.
Yeah, you did.
But
now you're not going to win any awards, Victor.
We'll see about that.
And Skylar, last but not least, tell us about your experience.
That was my first one. It was actually kind of funny. I didn't miss it, but I was tardy. And I walked in right as Jill was announcing that I had won Cub Photographer. So it was very, I say that I planned it, but clearly it was very good timing.
It was perfectly casually late.
Yeah, exactly. I just, sauntered in and took my award, but it was really fun.
Did you get any food?
Oh, yeah. Well, Jeff and I, the two veg heads, we shared our eggplant parm. It was very good.
Surprised you shared.
We got another one, too.
Hey, Lynn ate an entire piece of cake last fall.
It was really good.
She's going to love to hear that.
Yeah. I will always bring up Lynn eating a massive amount of cake.
You guys out there listening to this energy in this room, just this camaraderie, this feeling, if you really, really, really like what you hear, come on down. We are looking for new reporters all semester long. Well, actually all year long.
Yeah.
For every semester, we're looking for new reporters. We're looking for new faces to come on in and take up some of these arms as editors, new faces to come in and get on the radio and be on the Bull magazine. So we love you guys out there. We're here trying to help you get the news. And with that being said, I'm going to start to head out because I'm way over my time as usual. Yeah. I get excited when I'm with these groups, and, fellow reporters. So anything you guys want to say before you head out and give us some links or anything that you want to share?
You can follow. Well, one, I want to say everybody's welcome to come to the newsroom whenever they want. We're in the Village, 8211. The door is locked, but you can knock and ask for any of us. But you can find us on Twitter at Roundup News, the sports account, which I run, at Roundup Sports. We're on Periscope, Snapchat, Instagram for Roundup News and Roundup Sports, Facebook, Vine. Anything else? I'm trying to think. No, but you can reach us on social media. We are here for you. We want to hear if you have story ideas too. Pitch them to us, please, and thank you.
Tweet your Pierce Progs.
Yeah, tweet your hashtag Pierce Progs.
And that was the EIC of the Roundup News, Megan Moreau. And now, Skylar, anything you want to share? Any links, personal links, anything? This is your opportunity. You might as well share it now.
Sure. Ask Lester Photo on Twitter and Instagram. You can find Skylar Lester Photography. Check it out. But also, feel free to come to me if you have questions. I love talking about photography, so it doesn't even, it can be about anything. I actually grabbed a few people by the camera strap on the mall when I was walking by and said, I like your camera, let's talk. And have you heard about the Roundup, the Bull? When are you joining? So it's, I'm always open to talking about it. So stop by the newsroom. I'm there all the time. Come bug me.
And she will definitely sacrifice for you. Thank you again for fixing my press pass. Anyway.
Noodle Man.
Over to...
No, he wasn't Noodle Man. She made someone's press badge Noodle Man.
Oh, Noodle Man.
Yeah. Wow. LOL.
That is funny.
He will be Noodle Man from now on.
Noodle Man from now on. It's Sal.
Since this is the time to promote our Twitter and gain followers, at @S_FARIAZ, and you can get live tweeting from games if you follow me. And if you guys are at any of the sports games, feel free to tweet something, tweet a picture, tweet a video.
Yes.
We will retweet it if you tweet it at Roundup Sports. And we would love to see what you guys have to say about our sports.
But no cursing, please.
Please, no cursing.
Yeah. We can't print it like that. Come
Some
on.
People do curse.
Oh, and yeah. If you guys want to catch a good volleyball game, they're the 30th. It is a rematch. The only loss that volleyball has this semester came to Santa Barbara, and we will be playing them here in the South Gym.
Yeah.
A good football game is going to be the Valley game. That's on Halloween at noon at Valley College. The victory bell is at stake. We will be there. It's going to be fun.
Me and Megan will be there, so come say hello.
But not riding a hot bus, so yeah.
And I just want to say Santa Barbara is going to lose, and no more hot buses.
No more hot buses.
No more hot buses.
We had another bus fiasco last weekend. But
really?
Yeah, they gave us two little party buses and then one gigantic bus. And I got on one bus and didn't have air conditioning. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on
twice.
The other bus. Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's Victor's turn to share links, anything.
Not social really media? A link. Norm, I'm not going to share my social media.
At V Rodriguez 2100.
Jeez. I guess follow me on Twitter. But the Roundup takes letters to the editors. We print guest columns.
Perfect.
If you read something, read a pro con and you disagree, if you read the editorial and you disagree or agree, send it my way. Like, we'll print it. Like,
you have to sign it or we won't print it.
Yeah, you have to sign your name and all. The procedure for that is actually on the opinions page at the bottom. But I want more outside contributions, guys.
Yeah.
Indeed, that's good stuff. And like they were talking about, Pierce Probs, hashtag Pierce Probs. If you got an issue on campus that's really bugging you, bring it up. You know, send it out on Twitter. Go ahead.
Also, Pierce Food Probs. That's another one. So if you want to tweet us about the food options on campus, you can tweet at Roundup News, or you can tweet me at Megan L. Moreau. I'm not going to spell it because it's really complicated.
Yeah. But just so you guys know out there, the reason why we have all these avenues are not just to promote ourselves. As journalists, it is our responsibility to give you guys forums to contact us and to share your opinion and to connect
platform
with us.
Too, yeah.
It's a platform, yeah, and it's your opportunity. So please take advantage of it. With that being said, I'd like to thank you guys for all coming out.
Okay, thank you, Mario.
Thank you so much for having us.
No problem at all. And last but not least, if you're going out this weekend having a good time with all you folks, this is Mario Lawson reminding you to stop by the Pierce College Health Center and pick up some of those free condoms. I might promote the heck out of free condoms all day and all night long, but, you know, safe sex is better sex. Well, I don't know.
I get it. There's so many things I can say right now.
I don't know if I'm able to say that on the air, but we're going to skip over to my next part. Don't forget out there, if you're going to party this weekend, don't drink and drive. Please, if you're drinking and you think you're drunk, you're drunk. I mean, come on, get it right, folks. Let's get an Uber. Let's get a designated driver. Let's get a Lyft. Let's get a sidecar. I don't care. Just remember, at the bottom of this post, I'm going to make sure at the bottom of this archive that there is a code for you guys to use. If you haven't used Uber or you haven't used Lyft before and you really need it, please get home safely. I don't care if you call me up on the phone and try to get me to pick you up. I will try to help you out
so
there.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't want people to get caught on the road, be hurt. Yeah, I've seen horror stories, especially since I drive out there. So be safe. Get home safe. Let me get out of here. This is Mario Lawson signing off for KPCRadio.com.